It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Kentucky this afternoon in the first round of the NAIA National Tournament. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you, and first of all, the Benedict and Lady Ravens, familiar with going to the NAIA National Tournament, but so is their opponent here today in Concordia, Nebraska. Concordia knows all about going to the National Tournament. They have been there time in and time out, and say what. With that said, they come in with an outstanding head coach with a lot of positive experience. We're going to be talking about all of those things and more. But first, we need to talk about keys to the game for this contest here this afternoon. And keys to the game are being brought to you by L&L Construction. Inside and out, L&L Construction can rebuild, renovate, and reconstruct. Let them turn your ideas into reality. For the Benedictine women, it's important to take this great senior group, get them on the road, utilize the experience that they gained in Lakeland, Florida in a first-round game from last season, and turn it into a first-round win here today. Benedictine making their 12th overall appearance in the NAIA National Tournament, and tell you what, they have gone back-to-back trips right now, and now within a single division and against a quality team like Concordia, for Benedictine getting out in front early and dominating this Concordia team, absolutely essential. Joseph, tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to bring the starters a little more insight into the game and then the tip-off. Lady Raven, National Tournament Basketball on CARE Radio coming up.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back once again to Benedict and Lady Raven basketball here on CARE Radio, round one of the national tournament. Benedictine and Concordia, Nebraska. Concordia coming in out of the GPAC, the Great Plains Athletic Conference, where they rolled up a conference record of 13-9. They were tied for fifth place in the conference, and yet, with their tremendous experience, they got a bid to this national tournament, an at-large bid. In fact, their overall record is 16-13, and they are the number 9 seed in this tournament. That said, they are going to be starting this afternoon. Bailey Conrad, she's a 5'6" freshman out of Key, South Dakota. It's going to be 5'7" sophomore Taylor Farrell. She's out of Millard West High School in Omaha. the name you're going to hear a lot today, the person we've got to watch, Kaisha Rushton. Kaisha is a freshman. She's only 5'4", out of Midland, Texas, but she is this team's leading scorer, averaging about 18 points a game. She is the only player for Concordia who made the first team All-GPAC as a freshman. There's not even another player on Concordia that made the second team. She is the heart and soul of this group. They're also going to be starting Riley Pauly. Riley is a 5'10" junior from Omaha. She's from Millard South High School. And rounding it out is going to be Sadie Powell. Sadie's another freshman. That's right, three freshmen starting on this team. Sadie is out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, a 6-foot freshman from John F. Kennedy High School. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and 20-year head coach Chad Folsom, BC comes into the ballgame today at 21-10. They are the number 8 seed, and they're going to be starting 5'6" freshman Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard, Kansas Eisenhower High School. From Meriden, Kansas, and Jeff West, it is a 5'8" junior, Aaliyah Raines. Maple Plain, Minnesota native, 6'2" senior, Natalie Samarin. From Gardner Edgerton High School, Gardner, Kansas, at 5'10", is going to be senior Skylar Washington. And rounding up the starters for Benedictine, Allie Brzezowski, the 6'1" senior from Hera, Oklahoma. These starters are brought to you by Hundley Liquor. You know what? Start off your weekend or holiday or party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. They are hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That is Hundley Liquor. Benedictine is in the traveling uniforms. Benedictine is in the home uniforms, the white with red and black. For Concordia, it is the traveling black uniforms. And we're about to go. The ball goes up, the tip is away. Lady Ravens are going to control it down, and we are underway. Benedictine with the ball around the right side. We're in a relatively small gymnasium for BC here today as they are at the high school here in town. Here's a shot from the top of the key that will not go in. Back up with the ball. Here comes Concordia. Concordia quickly into the forecourt. Bulldogs are going to take it down the middle, drive into the lane. A quick underhand shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Brzezowski. Benedict can take it the other way. Look at Kennedy Nicholson. Full tilt as she rolls down the left side, dipping it over to Skyler. She's in front of the CUNY bench. Around to the left side is going to come. Back out to the right, driving in, looking, arranged, looking in, can't get it away. It's going to be stolen from her. Back up with the Lady Bulldogs. Still driving down the left side, dump it out on top. The ball gets loose, and Concordia is going to save the ball. Concordia with a basketball around to the left side. Now they'll look into the middle. We're a minute into the ball game, still scoreless. From Kentucky, to spin into the lane. The turning shot is up. No one. Tell you what, Natalie got behind that play, and she's going to pick up her first foul this afternoon. We are at 8:50 to go in the opening quarter. Here comes the shot from the baseline right. It is up, off the back limb of the rim, no good, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds, and it will be Benedictine basketball. 8:45 to go. Could be. We're going to back that way down a little bit, Joseph. We'll see if that helps. 8:40 to play here in the opening quarter. Back up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Benedictine Brzezowski. We'll bring it up the court. She's having some trouble. Caught up top. Hard pressure. Player pressure. Now the ball batted away. Saved by BC. Kennedy gets it over to the left side. Baseline three. Yes, Skylar Washington. First points of the ball game belong to the Lady Ravens, and Skylar Washington puts Benedictine in front. 3-0. Now the upcourt trip. The shot's going to be missed. Knocked away. Back up with it is going to come Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy will bring it into the forecourt. She'll dish it over to the right side. Aaliyah Raines with it, starts down to the baseline, drives across underneath, kicks it back out on top, and Nicholson loses the handle on it. Took her eye off the ball, and BC with an unforced turnover. 8:07 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading it 3-0. Bowling Green, Kentucky High School is the site of this game. Ball pass is going to come out on top. Concordia with the basketball. It's going to be Kaisha Rushton. There she is with it. Dumps it over to the left side. Now the drive into the lane. Backing in. Twisting over. Over to the right block. Back out on top. It's going to come. They'll drive into the lane again with a little left-hand dribble. Takes it down the side of the lane. Spinning, twisting, and Nicholson slips. Falls to the floor. She just got herself ankle broken there. And then the shot from 17 is up, and it's an air ball. Benedictine is going to get it back in. Neither team is playing their very best basketball here in the first 2.5 minutes of this game today. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball leading it 3-0. And again, they're battling this full court pressure. Brzezowski is going to have to bring it up the floor again. She's met three defenders around her. Finally lobs it off on top. Now the back door. There's the uncontested layup. When you've got three on top, somebody's open at that time. It was Kennedy Nicholson for two. Lady Ravens in front, 5-0. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Back over to the right side with the basketball. Who's going to come? Concordia into the hands of Kendall Bingham. Bingham's shot is up, no good. And right now, Concordia is just icy cold. They have missed their first six shots today. Benedictine back down, running shot. It's up and in off the right block. Timeout, Concordia, as the Ravens have put together a big lead in the opening moments of the game. 6:57 to go in the first quarter. Timeout on the court. It's Benedictine 7, Concordia nothing.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Have you along with us this afternoon, Friday afternoon, college basketball, the national tournament. How much better does it get than that? Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Kautz with you here, and it has been a great start for the Benedictine ladies. 3 of 4 shooting the basketball, including 1 of 2 from the outside. Concordia, 0-6 and 0-1 to start the game here today, and that is the kind of start the Lady Ravens need against a Concordia team that, again, is a perennial national title contender under head coach Drew Olsen. Drew Olsen, in his 15th season, 423-120 is his overall record. So this Concordia team out of Seward, Nebraska, again, a very, very good team. Here we go, up court with the basketball, and it'll be Concordia coming out of the timeout. Let's see what they've done differently here. They'll go into the lane, falling away. The shot is up, and it's going to roll off. No good. Rebound, Samarit. She gets mugged in the backcourt and fouled by a duo of defenders to try to sandwich her. Let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. Benedictine. The foul is going to be on Abby Heemstra. And Abby has just come into the ballgame here. And there it is. Abby will pick up her first foul, and Lady Ravens coming up the floor with it. Benedictine leading it 7-0. Over to the left side is going to be Nicholson. Bounces it off on top. They'll go over to the right side. Bit of a head fake. Raines will go. Baseline runner. Good. Aaliyah Raines for two. Lady Ravens now lead 9-0. We're at 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Swing will go over to the left side. That's going to be rushed in with the basketball. Down to the baseline, turnaround shot, no good. Rebound, Samarit, and Benedictine back up the court. Now it is 0-8 to start the game for Concordia. Here's BC, topside Skyler. Back over to the right. The lob underneath, turnaround shot, way off the mark. And a rebound is going to be knocked away out of bounds. It'll come back to Concordia. Rushton, the freshman, has been so good all season long, but so far today, she has not been. She is 0-1. Only one shot she has taken so far today. Back up court. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson leading the Lady Ravens with 4 points so far. Skyler three and Aaliyah with a couple. Here's a shot down the baseline. It's up. It's no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Ravens are going to get it back. Now Concordia is 0-9 shooting. I've got kind of a rolling count going on here. This is remarkable. BC with the ball in the backcourt. And Twyla is going to come into the game for Benedictine. Out on top to Anna San Juan. Loses it. Picks it up on the dribble. Goes left side. Skyler is going to be slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. Slapping it away is going to be Bailey Connard. And back up court. Back up court with it will come Benedictine. And in the game for the first time, not just this week or this month, but maybe in the last couple of months. It's great to see Kyra in. She takes the inbound and lays it up and in. Kyra Misuraca, the 6'3" freshman out of Mustang, Oklahoma for Benedictine. Lady Ravens go up 11-0 before the first bucket is hit by Concordia. Concordia, a little quick turnaround down to the baseline, and BC leading it now 11-2. We're down to 5 minutes to go, midpoint of the opening quarter, and Anna San Juan, or rather, Twyla, coming up the court way too fast for her own good. Tries to hit the brakes, can't stop, and it's a turnover by Benedictine. And by the way, that bucket was by Rushton. So Tasia Rushton will have her first points of the afternoon, and back up with a Wacom Concordia. Lady Bulldogs hit a basketball over to the right side. They'll stop on the wing. BC, they'll get it out on top to Rushton. BC will stay with the player defense. You've got Heather Runnabomb into the game now. She's got Rushton. Driving shot is up and missing. Rebounding it down for Zowski. San Juan comes up court with it. That shoulder-high dribble of hers. She'll come over to the right side, plays off the screen, lobs back out on top. Runnabomb passes up the three. Will drive over to the left side. Tries to pass in the middle. It's going to be knocked out of her hands and stolen away. Up court with it. A jailbreak layup on the other side. That's going to be blocked from behind. What a defensive play by Allie Brzezowski. And I'm going to tell you about Allie playing so well. And you know why? I think it's because they haven't played in 10 days. I think that she has needed some rest and needed some, you know, just getting herself back physically in peak condition. And that was a tremendous block. 4:24 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens in front, 11-2. National Tournament first round. Driving in, dropping her shoulder, putting up the underhand shot. They're going to let it go in. It is up and it is good. Back up with it will come Benedictine. And again, the full court pressure. Stifling. Ravens will bring it over to the right side to Skyler. Skyler will look into the middle, get bumped a couple of times, kick it back over to the right side, down to the baseline. Trying to drive in. It's going to be falling away. San Juan shot up. New. Rebound is on the floor, rolling around. I don't think half the players down there know the ball's on the floor. And finally, a jump ball called. I think Skyler had it laying on her shoelaces and didn't know the ball was on the floor down there. It's going to be CUNE basketball. 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens in front, 11-4 now. The feet into the lane, twisting, turning, spinning. The shot is up and no good. And another rebound, Allie Brzezowski. And that's an over and back. They didn't get called. Ravens get a break. Back over to the left side. It's going to go. Runnabomb out on top, Skyler. Washington cuts over to the right side, holds it up on the wing. Breaks out to Misuraca, top of the key. 18-footer. Boom! But they're going to wave it off with an offensive foul off the ball. Kyra turns it over. Her turn hits it, but it is not going to count. We're down to 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. Still 11-4 Benedictine. Around to the left side with it is going to come Concordia. They're holding the ball way up high. Swing around to the right side, trying to play off the screen. Driving into the left side of the lane. There's no room. Back out on top. They're going to go. Cutting it is going to be Polly. She'll go to the baseline, pull up a short jumper, pop it in. Give that bucket to Sadie Powell. Powell hits the bucket. And back up with it will come Benedictine. 11-6. Ravens need a timeout. Coach doesn't take it for him. It gets stolen. The shot goes up, and Ravens missing it. That was a missed opportunity by Benedictine. Needed a timeout. Player was in trouble. Jammed up three defenders around her. Caught in the backcourt. And she ends up turning it over, giving up this easy bucket plus one. And so the Ravens, with a suddenly, a cold streak. They were up 11-0. Now they're up 11-6, and the chance at the free throw line to make it 11-7. It is on its way. It is perfect. Wait a minute. They're going to wait. How can they wave off that bucket and give her two free throws? Well, that's what has happened here. Misuraca is already back out of the ballgame. Second free throw's up. It rolls, hangs on the lip, and goes in. So Sadie Powell will hit a pair of free throws right there. And the Benedictine lead now is cut to 11-8. So an 8-0 run by Concordia. And Benedictine bringing the ball up the court with him is going to be Heather Runnabomb. She'll drive into the lane, have the ball stripped away and stolen. Aggressive defense. Another jailbreak. Down to the other end. This is why Concordia wins games. The breakaway layup is up and good. Kendall Bingham with the steal, with the score. And now Benedictine leads by one. A 10-0 run. Here's Runnebaum for three, and she knocks it down. Great shot by the Atchison native, a product of MHMA, Heather Runnebaum. Driving down court, the ball's going to be stripped away, knocked back out on top. Going to be saved by Concordia. 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter, it is a 14-10 Benedictine lead. Little hook pass over to the right side, and it's going to be lost. And are they going to call a foul in the middle on Natalie? We'll see where the foul is going to go here. Foul is going to be called on Aaliyah Reigns. No. Foul is going to be called on Heather Ronova. So Heather's going to pick up the personal foul. And here comes, down the left side, is going to be Rushton. She tries to get in, spins, turns, shoots, no, and then over the back, there's going to be the foul by Reigns over the back on Rushton. So Heather's picked up a foul, and as quickly as that, a foul by Aaliyah Reigns. Connecticut, it'll be team foul four for the Lady Ravens, who lead at 14-10 with a minute 50 to go. First quarter. Coming to the free throw line. One shot, one more shot coming up here. Minute 53 to play in the opening quarter. Second free throw, it's up, and it is going to be good. It is 14-12. So Benedictine leading it by only a pair with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Lady Ravens have let a huge early lead get away, and now a turnover by Kennedy, and it's stolen and put up in it. The Ravens have no answer for this pressure. And the inbound is stolen again. Spinning around, comes out on top, a three for the lead, short. Rebound tipped out, saved again by Concordia. Benedictine, not as fast as this team. Concordia runs, that's why they got all this freshmen out, crashing into the middle, three bodies on the floor, looks like bowling pins. 1.5 minutes to play, and that's going to be an offensive foul called. The offensive foul underneath, and here comes Benedictine. They're tied at 14. Ravens into the forecourt. Now, for some reason, they got Samarin trying to handle a basketball. That cannot be a good idea when your five is trying to be the one to handle it on the upcourt outlet and get it across the timeline. But for the Ravens, they get bailed out as the official calls a foul on Concordia. It is a 14-14 ball game with a minute 20 to go here in the first. Ravens will bring it in out on top. Kennedy Nicholson has come back in. Out on top it'll go. Here it goes to Brzezowski, slapped out of her hands, saved back out on top by the Ravens. They'll get it over to Skyler. Benedictine, when they went to the bench, they got in trouble. The starting five did well. Now, beautiful back door. The shot, Brzezowski missed a point-blank layup. Rebound to come back down is going to be Concordia. They'll hold it up, get it into the forecourt, and go down the left side. Inside the last minute, feed to the baseline, turnaround shot, no. Rebound, BC. Nicholson will come down with it herself and bring it up the court. Again, gets double-teamed to the backcourt, gets it away, and again, they bring it to Samarin. For some reason, they have her as the trailer. Over to the right side. Skyler launches three. No. Rebound out on top, Natalie. Skyler with a basketball and gets it to Aaliyah Reigns, and the Ravens have got the starting five back on the floor. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. 12 on the shot clock, tied at 14. And on the drive to the baseline by Skyler, she gets fouled. So Skyler drives to the baseline. The defender got behind her, reached in. And Benedictine is going to bring Jennifer Jacobs into the game. So Jacobs will come in. We'll see how the freshman performs here in the pressure of the national tournament. 25 seconds left. Ball comes out on top. Now back over to Skyler. Skyler kicked to right side, Nicholson. 16 seconds left. 7 on the shot clock. The feed right. Driving in. Kicking across. The ball in the middle, picked up by J.J. in traffic, turns, and shot clock violation. Benedictine does not get a shot away. And with 8 seconds to go, the final shot of the opening quarter will be long to Concordia. Can they come back to end the quarter with a lead after trailing 11-0? Full court pressure for Benedictine. Yeah, they're going to make them run a little time off the clock. They're going to put it in play, Concordia is, to Tayshia Rushton. Officials holding things up as everybody gets their official sets of players into the game. They're going to set the clock back to 9 seconds also, by the way. So with 9 seconds to play in the opening quarter and a 14-14 ball game, It would be Concordia having to go to the length of the court to get a shot away. That's a lot of time. The ball in, knocked away from Rushton. It's going to be stolen, and the layup is missed. Rebound Benedictine in a scrum for the ball, and I've never seen a team fight harder or work harder for a loose basketball than Concordia. They are absolutely swarming as a team. And they have come to play here today. Lady Ravens are going to have it into the baseline with 1 second. They missed that layup on that steal. It comes in, and Samarin takes all day, obviously not cognizant of the time on the clock, and we go to the end of the opening quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. First quarter, the ladies' game in the book. It's national tournament time. Benedictine and Concordia tied at 14.
When you visit your dentist, your first and last contact is probably with the dental assistant. Atchison Dental Associates wants to let you know that March 6th through the 12th is Dental Assistants Recognition Week, a time to remember that dental assistants help make your visit to the dentist as productive, safe, and comfortable as possible. The theme of this year's celebration is Dental Assistants, passionate about our patients, dedicated to our profession. Thanks to Megan, Teresa, Kelly, and Amy at Atchison Dental Associates for the outstanding care you give. Atchison Dental Associates, we put our heart in your smile.
Have you back with us here on CAM Radio. Benedictine College Lady Raven basketball in the national tournament in Kentucky. And opening quarter scoring led for Concordia by Sadie Powell. She's not the player that you expect to be the leading scorer on this team. I mean, is she a good player? Absolutely. She averages 9 a game. She's got 8 at the end of the opening quarter to lead her team and to lead all scorers. Kasia Rustin, that's what we were looking for. She's got 4 at the end of the first. Kendall Bingham has the other 2 for Concordia. For Benedictine, very balanced scoring with Kennedy Nicholson's 4, Heather Runabaugh and Skylar Washington, 3 apiece and 2 each for Kyra Missy Rocket and Aaliyah Range. Notice, for me, the obvious absence here, Natalie Samarin, nothing yet today. Alternate possession, it is Concordia basketball. We're back underway. They'll lob it over to the right block. Back and in, twisting, turning, shooting, scoring. And Concordia will have its first lead of the afternoon. It is 16-14 Concordia, and we are 15 seconds in. Benedictine will come into the forecourt. Got Jennifer Jacobs out on the floor to begin the second quarter. Out on top of it is going to be Skyler. Back over to the right side to Reigns. Aaliyah will feed over to the right side of the lane, comes back out on top. Nicholson, little shake and bake, stops down about 3, doesn't, goes right side, Smearing, back out on top, Reigns. She'll lob underneath for Natalie, drops the shoulder, falls away, shot way short. Samarin lost all of her momentum when she fell away. That shot came up a couple of feet short, and here's a 3 from the outside. It's going to be missed by Rushton. Rebound, Benedictine. 4 players defending Samarin and BC. You would think when you got 4 players on one person, you'd find one of the other 3 people who are unguarded. Luckily for Benedictine, a foul is called in the backcourt. It is a 16-14 Concordia lead, a minute into the second quarter. Ravens will put the ball in play, and again, the full court pressure of Concordia has been a difference maker. Coming up the court with it is going to be Nicholson. Look at her get double-teamed on top. Goes Missy Rocca, long cross court. The 3, airborne, won't go for Skyler, but that was the right shot. The feed out on the right side, the ball is loose on the floor. 3 Concordia players jump on top of the ball, and Benedictine is going to get it tied up. Aaliyah Reigns was underneath that stat. 8:50 to go in the opening half. BC brings it in, trailing in the game, down 16-14. 3 shot for Skyler misses. Rebound underneath. Reigns goes up, draws the foul. So for Aaliyah Reigns, an opportunity. It's not going to be Ellie. It's going to be Jacobs. Jennifer Jacobs is going to be coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. Jennifer's first free throw? No. And the freshman out of Capeman High School unable to capitalize on this free throw opportunity. Still looking for her first point of the game. Her team trails by 2. Second one is up. Clanks off the rim. No. Rebounding Skyler. Follows up way off the mark. That went off the top of the square and bounced out over the front of the rim. Here comes Concordia. Benedictine you got the feel that after the big lead, they were doing pretty well, made a lot of substitutions. The lead went away. They're trailing in the game, and now they're pressing a little bit. The pass to the middle is going to be stolen away. Jacobs brings it up, goes right side, driving in Nicholson. Cross court, it goes for Skyler, and it was thrown too hard. Skyler kind of misplayed it, goes out of bounds back to Concordia. 8:20 to go in the opening half. Still 16-14, and this is a pretty low-scoring game right now. Substitutions coming in and out of the game for Concordia, and it's going to come in to Tayshia Rushton. Rushton will beat over to the left side, skip pass down to the baseline. No room there. Comes back out on top to Heemstra. Kendall Bingham with the ball. She's been a real benefit for this team. Back over to the right side of the lane. The pass back out on top. Concordia, hard, sharp passes, very accurate passes. Now the drive into the lane, spinning a couple of defenders, but it's going to be missed. Rebounding it out is Missy Rocca. BC will bring it up the floor. Into the forecourt, Nicholson. Missy Rocca again to the high post. Ravens trail that five. Here's a 16-footer, Kyra, in and out. Nope. But the Ravens not shooting like they were early in the game. Benedict's shooting percent is down to 35 now. And here's a layup on the other end. It is going to be up and no good, but a Benedictine foul. Nope, they're going to not be a Benedictine foul. It's going to be an offensive foul underneath the rim. How about that? Great break for Benedictine as the foul is going to be on Abby Heemstra. And Abby will pick up her second foul of the game. Heemstra brings some decent size to the floor, the 5'11" freshman, another freshman. She's out of Iowa. Ravens put the ball in play, and a full court pressure continues to plague them. Up the floor with it is Skyler, takes about three steps, no travel called. Way out on top of it is going to be Brzezowski, who's just come back into the Raven lineup. 7:20 to go in the half. Benedict and Trenica by a pair, 16-14. How many points do the Ravens have in the second quarter? None. The feed to the baseline. The shot. They're going to solve that with the bucket plus one. No. They wave it off a Raven travel. So BC still has not put a point on the board. We're over 3 minutes into the second quarter. Hope you're enjoying Lady Raven National Tournament Basketball here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. And the pass in the middle is going to be booted. Tyra said, can't reach down to the floor and grab it, but I can certainly stop somebody from in the middle getting it. She did a good job. It'll come back in again, too. Concordia. Ravens are going to take Skyler out of the ball game and back into the lineup for Benedict, and is going to come have a run bomb. The inbound pass over to the left side is going to be lost out of bounds, slapped away by Brzezowski. 16-14 Concordia. It will come back in to the Lady Bulldogs and topside with it. Way out on top. They're trying to widen it out inside a little bit now, trying to pull that defense out. Here's a falling away 17-footer that's up and no good. And the rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds by Kyra. Benedictine 6-17, shooting 35%. Concordia 7-25, 28%. Here's their inbound. Easy up and in plus one. Getting the bucket, and Kyra coming in late. Will provide Concordia with an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. And where has the Raven offense gone? They're going to have to find it, and sooner than later. At the line with a chance at the conventional three-point play. It is up, and it's no good. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Aaliyah Raines, we haven't called her name a lot yet this afternoon. Here comes Benedictine. That was Kayla Luby, who hit the shot but missed the free throw. Court Concordia. So Kayla Luby is a 6'1" sophomore from B, Nebraska. B-E-E. And the Raven inbound pass stolen away. Concordia up court with it again. Driving down from 13. Short. Rebound offensive board. Followed up and in. The jumper is up in. Sadie Powell hits the layup. And we're going to see Benedictine take a timeout. They are trying to find some points, and they need to do it soon. We got a timeout on the court. Down to 6:28 to go in the opening half. It is now Concordia 20, Benedictine 14.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 15 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Good to have you back with us here on Care Radio Benedictine. Lady Raven basketball national tournament action coming to you from the Bowling Green High School court in Bowling Green, Kentucky. NAIA national tournament success for this Concordia team is absolutely very well known. And Concordia, in his first 20 appearances at the national tournament, 37-18. They made 7 trips to the national semifinals, 3 times to the national championship game, 14-6 overall in first round games. It will be Benedictine basketball coming to play from deep in the backcourt, and they're going to bring it in to Aaliyah Rains. Aaliyah coming up the floor with it, will race it to the forecourt, outruns 3 players down court. And again, you got a wide open player on the left side. The Ravens will not go there. Now out on top, it's going to go to Runabob instead. Heather will back in. She's working against Tayshia Rushton. Cross court over to the left side. Here's a 3 for Rains. Won't go. Rebounding it down. Rushton. Here comes Concordia. Inside 6 to go in the first half. The driving shot. The layup. It's up and it's good. The driving layup underneath is going to be up and in. And now Concordia pushes itself to a 22-14 lead. They have outscored Benedictine 22-3 now. In the course of the last, basically, quarter. Now we're going to have a walk to the other end of the floor. Let's see what's going to happen here. We go to the other end of the floor, and Benedictine is going to be coming to the free throw line. This is maybe a bit of an Achilles heel for Concordia. They already have the Lady Ravens in the bonus in the second quarter with 5:47 to go. And Concordia is going to make a 4-player rotation. They're only going to leave 1 player in. Free throw, it is up, and it is good. And the Ravens have scored a point for the first time. And I would have to do quick math, going back to a minute 50 to go in the opening quarter. So it's been about 6 minutes. Second free throw is up, and it is also good. So San Juan is going to hit a couple of free throws for Benedictine. 22-16 at 5:40 to go in the first half. Concordia around to the left side, drives to the free throw line. The lob inside, stolen by Benedictine and Samarin. Natalie, very alert, anticipated the pass well, and coming up with it, it's going to be San Juan. Has it knocked out of her hands? And everybody in the place thought it was a turnover, except the official who was right there, and he gives it back to the Lady Ravens. 5:20 to play in the half. Kind of will be putting it in play. Kicks it in over to the left side. Right, Reed is in the game now for Benedictine. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Concordia. Lady Ravens may have played a dozen players already in this game. Back out top side is going to come. Concordia works over to the left, all the way out to the three-point area, taking an eye at the shot, now pulling it back down. Going to drive it over to the top of the key, swing it over to the left side. Here's the 3 launch. Perfect. Wow. What a long-range shot knocked down from deep, deep on the left side by Kayla Luby. Now it's 25-16. Lady Ravens in trouble down 9. BC will have it over to the left side. Can drive over to the right. Jump shot up and good for 2. That 2 by Brzezowski. In the process of all of that, Callie Brzezowski hits her first point of the game. So neither Brzezowski nor Samarin had scored until then. And Samarin still no points in the game. The Ravens not able to score in the middle. The feed to the center. The shot is up and good. 2 more for Kayla Luby. And right now the Concordia size in the middle. They're not as big as Benedictine, but the 4-5 is winning. Here's a feed in the middle. 4 four defenders right now on Brzezowski. Can the Ravens find an open player? They'll go to the right. All alone, Skyler. There it is for three. Skyler Washington, her second three of the game. 25-19. And we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph, 3:46 to go. We're in the opening half. And it is Concordia, 29, Benedictine, 21.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Good to have you back with us for Benedict and Lady Raven basketball here on Care Radio with 3:46 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens find themselves trailing it by 8 at 29-21. And here comes BC. Lady Ravens bringing it up the court, down the left side with it. It's going to be Twyla. We've seen very little of her today. Here's a pass over to the right side. Skyler will get another three look. This one is going to be too long. Rebound is going to be pulled down in the middle. And Riley Wade comes down with a rebound and gets fouled. So she will come to the free throw line. And again, a lot of fouls committed here in the second quarter by Concordia. I assume that she's coming to the free throw line here. Here we go. Riley Wade will step to the line for Benedictine. She'll take her time. The 5'9 sophomore from Olathe, Kansas is a 50% free throw shooter on the season. And this one, first one, good. Second one, no. So Riley Wade has a point today. And back up with it will come Concordia. They lead the Ravens 29-22, down to 3:20 to go. Now we're going to have another foul, this one by Benedictine. Second quarter, seeing a lot of fouls called. And this is going to put Concordia on the free throw line for a couple of shots here. Tayshia Rushton. Tayshia is so good in so many ways. She is a pretty good free throw shooter also, 76%, 86 of 114 this season. Rushton takes her time, strolls up here on the foul by Twyla, hits both free throws, and Twyla Karaskia picks up that foul. Here comes BC up the floor. Skyler Washington will take it with a little left-hand dribble, gets it into the forecourt with 3:13 to go. First half, 31-22. Concordia. Pass comes out on top. Twyla over to the left side. Kennedy. Nicholson will look into the middle. Comes back out. Skyler. Skyler works over to the right side. Plays off the screen. Kicks it back behind her. Riley Wade hands it over. Gives it up to the defense. And Wade with a turnover. Here comes Concordia. Driving it down the right side. We're going to get some pair of defenders cutting into the lane and throwing it out on top. Oh, that was a great save, top side. Rushton is going to have it again on top. 20 on the shot clock, 2:40 to go. Concordia will get down court and be ready to take a shot in 4 to 5 seconds from getting the ball. They have one speed, and that is wide open. Over to the right side, the ball is going to be lost, knocked out on top. It's going to be Toomey. She'll go into the lane, shoot, and miss it. Gets her own rebound. Back out on top, it'll come to Rushton. Concordia with the ball on the left side. Here's an undefended three that misses. Rebound is going to be allowed to go out of bounds. And Twyla boxed out to basketball and let it get out of play. It'll be Benedictine ball. On the court right now for the Lady Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson, Twyla Karaskia, Riley Wade, Natalie Smear, and Skyler Washington. 2 minutes to go in the half. Benedictine trailing by 9 for the second time today. Topside with it, Kennedy. Skip past the right side of the lane. It's going to get away. Picked back up by Twyla. She's in trouble, twisting, turning. Three defenders surround her. And we're going to get a foul call. And this time it'll be Twyla coming to the free throw line for BC. At the line for Benedictine, Twyla Kerskio, who is a 72% free throw shooter this year. She'll come up here and eye this thing up. Twyla's first is up and good. And with that, she's got her first point of the game today. I tell you what, L&L Construction, for all those spring projects, you got things you want to do, give them a call. Remodel or new construction, doesn't matter. Call L&L Construction. You know them. They're the guys in the red trucks. Minute 48 to go. The driving shot on the other end. Quickly up and in, and the Raven defense is giving up some layups. It is now 33-23. We're down to a minute and a half to go here in the opening quarter, and the Ravens get tied up on top, and Twyla's going to turn it over, and Benedictine gives the ball back again to Concordia. Lady Ravens down to the ball game by 10 with a minute and a half to go. Nicholson, Wade, Smarin, Washington, Brzezowski in the game for Benedictine now. Walking it up the floor, it's going to be Kendall Bingham. Bingham brings it out, top of the key to Toomey. Holds the ball high above her head, looking into the middle, working against Wade, feeds it down underneath. The freshman will drive, spins all the way around, beats Skyler to the hoop, and the freshman, Keisha Rushton, throws it in. It's now 35-23, Ravens down a dozen, and we've got a minute to go before halftime. Benedictine, going to be a little soul-searching going on in that locker room at halftime. An 11-point lead, getting out in front 11-0. Not just an 11-point lead, 11-0. Big, big deal. Here's Wade, goes right side, has it stripped out of her hands, and she'll have another turnover. Outlet down the floor. There's no defenders there. The layup is up and good. It's now 37-23. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Ravens are going to take another timeout and try to stop it. We're going to take a break, Joseph. 45 seconds left in the half. Concordia 37, Benedictine 23.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to Lady Raven Basketball. It's Benedictine has taken Wade out of the game and brought Anna San Juan back in. And coming down the right side with the basketball, Aaliyah Range, who's seen really short time, it feels like, so far today. She'll take it down the right side. She'll get fouled and will come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Keisha Rushton. Rushton has 10 points now in the game, and that is her first foul. The free throw is up and good. And Aaliyah Raines will have her third point today. One more shot coming up. It's up and in. She'll get them both, and Aaliyah Raines has four. Benedictine back to trailing 37-25. Back within a dozen. 20 seconds ago, shot clock is off. Rushton will have it out on top. Benedictine's going to go to the locker room with a double-digit deficit. Rushton way out high. Crossover between the feet. Drives over to the right side. Comes off a nice screen. Thinking about the 15. It's going to be blocked away. Ravens come up with it with three, with two, with one. And a wild shot thrown. That was not even close. The official said, just go to the locker room. And we're going to let him do it. We got a timeout on the court. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as we go to intermission. It's Concordia 37, Benedictine 25.
From furniture and automobile polishes in 1908 to an immense assortment of floor and hard surface cleaning tools today, Golden Star's passion for product quality and serving customers has never wavered. Their manufacturing facility has been in the Atchison area for over 60 years, and they are a proud supporter of local athletics. Golden Star, innovations today for a cleaner tomorrow.
with you here for Lady Raven basketball. A quick look at the scoring in the opening half. First of all, for Concordia. Wow. How about the bench for the Bulldogs? That's really been the story. You've got Kayla Luby. She came in off the bench. All she did was go 5 for 5 from the floor. 1 for 1 three-point shooting. She's got 11 points and leads all scorers. An outstanding job by Kayla Luby. Double digits also. Tayshia Rustin. Talked about her before the game. Averages 18-19 a game. She's got 10 at halftime. Then you got Sadie Powell down to the baseline. Sadie's also in double figures. 10 points, 3 players for Concordia. Double figure scoring. Kendall Bingham has hit 4 points, 2 in the first half for Abby Heemstra. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, your good news is that you've got 9 players who scored. But none of them scored very much, leading the way on a couple of three-point shots. And Skylar Washington was 6. Kennedy Nicholson has 4. Aaliyah Raines has 4. Heather Runnebaum has 3. 2 in the first half for both Anna San Juan and Allie Brzowski. Kyra Misiraka has 2. Twyla with 1. Riley Wade with 1. So when you look at the Benedictine lineup, at the 4-5, you look at Kyra, you look at Allie, and you look at Natalie. Those 3 have combined in the first half for 3 points. Natalie has not scored yet in the game. So Ravens are going to have to find a way to get some points in the middle. Shooting the basketball, Benedictine, 8 of 24, 33%. Concordia, who started off pretty cold, has gotten warm. They're over 40% from the floor now, 15 of 37. Ravens are hitting 3 of 10 from the outside. Concordia is 1 of 5. They don't shoot a ton of threes. They hit those driving layups, those breakaway layups, those fast breaks, those turnover shots. And at the free throw line, Concordia 6 of 7. Benedictine 6 of 10. 60% at the free throw line. All of that said, Ravens with 13 first half turnovers, Concordia with 5. That may be the other half of the equation. You turn it over and don't score in the middle. And that's how you go from leading 11 to nothing to trailing by 12 at halftime. That all said, experienced head coach for Benedictine, 20 years, Chad Folsom, 556 wins coming into the ballgame today. He'll be working on that at the locker room, and we're anxious to see what the second half brings. That said, Joseph, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half live here on K-Radio, but at intermission in the national tournament from Bowling Green, Kentucky. It is Concordia's Lady Bulldogs 37, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 25.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Acheson community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine Lady Ravens basketball. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the MSC Sports schedule. We have the Valley Falls playing tonight at 8 p.m. on KNZA in the 2A state semifinals. The Valley Falls boys will be taking on St. Mary's, and the Centralia girls won, so they'll be playing at 8 p.m. on KMZA in the Friday 1A state finals, or state semifinals, I'm sorry, and that'll be Centralia taking on Burlingame. We did have a victory for Royal Valley boys. They beat Southeast Saline with a final score of Royal Valley 60, Southeast Saline 52. So the Royal Valley boys will be playing tomorrow at 4 p.m. on KNZA. I do not know exactly who they're going to be competing against. They have not determined that as of this moment. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it, from your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison. Taking a look at Heart of America Athletics in men's basketball today. Evangel was topped by Florida College with a final score of Evangel 72, Florida College 75. Grandview and Thomas More are currently at halftime. It is Thomas More on top at 43 points to Grandview's 40. In women's basketball, I do have a few more finals. Clark beat Tabor with a final score of Clark 57, Tabor 51. The ladies of Grandview had a 74-67 victory over Lan. And Central Methodist beat Freed Hardman with a final score of Central Methodist 79, Freed Hardman 61. In the game that you're listening to right here, right now, we've got the Concordia team at 37 points to the Lady Ravens 22. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 15 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 1 above. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 25. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And from downtown Atchison, this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 29 degrees. We've got sunny conditions out there. Taking a look at the feels like temperature, it feels like about 17 out there with the wind out of the north-northwest at 16 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 48%, the dew point 11 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.30 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts in just a couple of moments.
You can get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deal. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, Mondays through Thursdays, and from 10 to 12 on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule your appointment. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Dental Assisting continues to diversify and expand. Whether working chairside with the dentist, taking x-rays, or utilizing the technologies in dentistry, Dental Assistants are vital to the success of the dental practice. Atchison Dental Associates is excited to recognize the contributions of Dental Assistants. Dental Assistants Recognition Week, scheduled for March 6th through the 12th, is a week-long tribute to the commitment and dedication Dental Assistants exhibit throughout the year. Atchison Dental Associates, we put our heart in your smile.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Welcome back to Benedict and Lady Raven Basketball here on Care Radio. Great to have you with us. Many thanks to Joseph. He is our producer and engineer back at the Care Radio Sports Studios, handling all the hard work and letting us know rising barometric pressure. Joseph, this is a good sign. Warm weather on the horizon. Thank you very much, young man. Tom Couts with you here. And again, the Benedict and Lady Ravens going to have to find some offense. Skyler with 6-4 apiece for Kennedy and Aaliyah. Heather Runnebaum with 3. San Juan 2. Brzezowski 2. Missy Rocca 2. Karis Kiwa and Wade, each 1 point. Jennifer Jacobs, Natalie Samarin, both playing in the first half. Neither one of them have any points so far. Though, that all said, Benedictine can fix some things, and they can get right back in it. I mean, they went on an 11-0 run to start the game, and if they could go on a little 11-0 run right now, they'd be back within a point. So that's something that coaches got to be telling them. Look, you know that you can do that. You have done this already. And when you look at the Concordia scoring, the thing that I find most remarkable, not that they've got three players who scored double figures in the first half, but that they've got three starters who have not scored today. Bailey Conrad and Taylor Farrell and Riley Pauley, none of them have put a point on the board, but they have had Kayla Luby coming off the bench to score 11 and lead her team, so she has been a huge boost. About ready to get underway with the second half, and the start of the second half is brought to you by Atchison Dental Associates. Current with the latest technology to make your visit comfortable and convenient for you. Give them a call. Atchison Dental Associates at 367-0212. 3725. Lady Ravens coming out of the court with the original starting five and those home whites you're going to find out there for Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson, Riley Wade. No. Kennedy Nicholson and Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington, Allie Brzezowski, and Aaliyah Raines. For Concordia. McKenzie Toomey is going to start in the second half, it looks like. She's going to be putting the ball in play, so they've switched up the starters just a little. Over to the right side, the driving shot blocked away. What a job there by Natalie Samir to reject that first shot of the second half. And Benedictine again is going to bring it up the court. And again, they're going to be forced to call on the post to bring it up the floor. On the right side with it. Look at the three defenders surrounding Brzozowski. She's got no chance in there. Now she's knocked to the floor. They're going to reach in like piranhas, tie up the basketball, and Benedictine is going to give it back. The minute the ball goes inside, whether it's to the block or whether it's just on the side of the lane, any entry pass at all, the defense immediately surrounds and collapses on the ball. Not one or two. Three defenders attack the ball. And now as it goes in the middle to Aaliyah Raines, one player reaches in and just takes a swat at the ball. It gets away. Raines jumps on it. Jump ball this time. It goes back to Concordia. Concordia, full pressure, full time. And here come the Bulldogs up the floor. They'll go over to the left side with it. It's going to be into the hands of Rushton. Now into the lane. The shot is going to be blocked, and we're going to get a jump ball call. That was another nice bit of defense by Samarin. And BC is going to be putting it in play. But all those players go down the court. Somebody better stand up here and help Brzozowski, who's putting it in play. She's got nowhere to go with the ball. Finally brings it in. Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson over to Brzozowski. I don't think he really want her trying to drive it up the floor. They'll go over to the right side, get it to Raines. She'll head for the baseline, get doubled up down underneath. Brings it back to Raines. Top side it goes. Over to the left. The three for Brzozowski. Bingo! What about that shot from the outside? Allie Brzozowski. 5 points in the game now. 37-28. We're at 8:45 to play in the third quarter. Again, for Benedictine, there's still time. No time to waste. The time to be able to make a comeback here on the road today in the national tournament. Here's a three from the left side. Round and round and good. Getting it in there is Kendall Bingham. So Kendall Bingham will have 7 points. And now the Ravens up court pass is stolen. And as quickly as that, another two for Tasha Rushton. And she's at a dozen. It is now 42-28. Ravens with their largest deficit of the day. The feed down to the baseline. The shot for the Ravens is going to be up and good. Nicely done underneath for Benedictine by Aaliyah Raines. Raines will have her sixth point of the day. And it's 42-30. Here's a three from the outside. Up, no good. The ball is going to be taken away underneath. Saved by Concordia. And they're going to bring it back out on top again. 42-30. Feet over to the right side. Kick back out on top. Concordia continues control. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. The shot at the buzzer, and it's going to roll in. That was not a planned shot. That was a desperation shot. And the bucket is good by McKenzie Toomey. And she has two more. It is now 44-30. And the Ravens up court with the basketball. Down the right side comes Skyler. Benedictine trailing it by 14 again. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. The feed over to the left block. And as she leans in, the bucket is going to be up and good for Brzozowski. At that time, she just fought fire with fire. Three defenders around her again. And she just pushed through. And now we've got a player, I think, in tears on the floor for Concordia. As Brzozowski went in, she's checking the dental work and is going to exit the floor. They're going to hold up the game and allow her to come over to the near side. 7 minutes exactly to go in the third. McKenzie Toomey coming out of the game. Bingham's coming out. Powell's coming out. So multiple substitutions for Concordia. And up the floor with it, they're going to come. They'll dump it over to the left side, bring it back out on top. Here's a wide, wide, wide open three that misses. Rebound underneath. Nicely done by the Lady Ravens and Skylar Washington. Skylar will bring it down the court, work her way to the right side, now bring it up to the top of the key. Little give and go underneath, and Raines pass looking for Samarin is going to be knocked away and slapped away and knocked out of bounds. No foul called, even though Samarin ends up lying on the hardwood. He'll come back in again to Benedictine. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens have made no inroads yet in the second half. Here's Skyler going to the baseline right, shot up, air ball short. Rebounding it back down is we've got Twilight back in the game for Benedictine. Back up with it will come Concordia. They'll take it down the right side, dump it down to the baseline. The shot is going to be up off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound, Samarin, BC up the floor. Here comes Kennedy. Nicholson will take it down the right side. Lays it back behind her to Washington. Skyler with a little left-hand dribble. Brings it out. Top of the key. Straight away for three. Wide to the right side by about 2 feet. Here comes Concordia down the right side with it again. Launching it out on top. Wide open three. No. And a rebound carries Keough. That was a great shot that nearly went in and somehow kicked back out. Carries Keough around to the left side and Lady Ravens are back on offense, trailing it by a dozen. And now the skip pass down to the baseline from Reigns to Samarin gets away. It's out of bounds. And they're going to take Reigns back out of the game. 5:44 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine trailing by a dozen. Reigns and Washington both coming out for the Lady Ravens now. We're going to get San Juan back in, maybe? Here's a shot on the other end. No. Rebound out of play. Raven basketball. BC's got Riley Wade and Twyla Karras-Keough and Heather Runabaugh all coming into the game with Kennedy Nicholson and Natalie Samarin. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Twyla bringing the ball up to court, not necessarily her long suit. Gets it over to Kennedy Nicholson. She can handle it. Brings it over to the right side. Ravens back on offense, down 12. 5:20 to go in the first. Out on top, Runabaugh. Has a three from earlier in the game. Now she gets knocked to the floor. The ball knocked out of her hands. And again, no foul called. In fact, we're halfway through the third quarter. There hasn't been a second half foul called on anybody. They're letting them play here in the national tournament. The ball comes in. Runabaugh to Samarin. Over in the lane. The running shot. Twyla. Air ball. Followed up. Samarin for two. Natalie with that bucket. And 5:02 to go in the third quarter has her first point today. It is 44-34. Ravens down 10. And they'll knock the ball out of bounds over on the far side. Comes back in again to Concordia. Inside 5 minutes of play in the third quarter. Ravens with a double-digit deficit yet. Top side with it. Long pass over to the right. It's going to be Hannah Spearman in the game. Now to feed to the left block, falling away, little hook shot. That was a pretty play and a nice shot by Kayla Luby. Luby now at 13 points, and she has been the star here today for both teams. Now the ball is going to be taken away from Nicholson, and finally two Ravens jump on top of the player, jump on top of the ball. Tayshia rushed it with the steal and the tie-up, and we get a timeout. Yes, we do. We're taking a break, Joseph, with 4.5 to go. We're in the third quarter. Lady Ravens in Kentucky. They find themselves trailing Concordia 46-34.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
But just about 4.5 minutes or so to play in the third quarter. Benedictine finds themselves treading in the ballgame by a dozen, 46-34. Here at the Bowling Green High School in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts bringing you the ballgame here today for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. An uphill battle as they're going to have to come from behind on the road here today. Nice Raven crowd on hand here this afternoon, so it's always good to see Benedictine fans turning out, as they always do. It will belong to Concordia as we come out of the timeout. Again, Riley Wade, Twyla Karras-Keough, Heather Runabaugh, Kennedy Nicholson, and Kyra Missiraca. So Benedictine has one starter on the floor right now. Long cross-court pass down to the baseline left for the three-point shot. Set sail, no good. Rebounding it down. Here comes Benedictine with Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. She'll race down the right side. Dribbles it off on top. Kyra Payne up in the high post. Kicks it over to Wade. Wade will skip it back out on top. Runner Bomb steps inside the lane. Goes in. Drops a shoulder. Goes up. Draws a foul. It'll be Heather Runabomb coming to the free throw line. The foul in the middle is going to be on Kayla Luby. It's over Luby. It'll be her first foul of the game. The free throw up a little bit short. One more shot coming here for Heather. Heather Runabomb, the MHMA grad. Senior from Atchison, Kansas. Taking her time, looks over to the second free throw. It is up. It's also going to be the same shot, just a tiny bit short, and a rebound coming back the other way. Here comes Concordia. They'll swing it off on top, move the ball twice, three-point shot that was undefended. It's going to miss it. Runabomb clears down the board. Benedictine is going to bring it back up the floor. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Top side with it is going to be Nicholson. She'll feed it to Kyra, back to the rim, standing at the free throw line. Kyra will dribble over to the left side. Gets it there. Runabomb goes three. Going to be short. And a rebound. Saved down to the baseline. A little contact. And that time, incidental contact is going to have a foul called. And it is going to be drawn underneath there by Bailey Conrad. For Benedictine, multiple substitutions. Here is that foul by Twyla Karaskio. Let's set that Raven 5 for you. Kennedy Nicholson, Leah Rain, Skylar Washington, Allie Brzezowski, and Kyra Misuraca. So Benedictine is rotated back in four of the starting five. Is up court with the basketball comes Concordia. Ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and it'll come back in again to the Bulldogs with 3:28 to go in the third quarter. 12-point Bulldog lead. They'll have it in on the right side. They work it way out high on the top. Bingham. Now between the circles, it'll go to Bailey Conrad. Conrad over to the left side, Luby. She'll put up the shot and hit one for three. The big post is doing it all, 5.5. 16 in the game for Kayla Luby. It is now a huge lead for Concordia, 49-34. 3 minutes to go. Ravens down 15. Benedictine three is going to be missed. Rebound underneath, followed up, hits the bottom of the rim, missed. Rebound followed up again and missed, but a foul called. So for BC, nothing wanting to fall, and we're going to get Skylar Washington coming to the free throw line here. Probably it's going to be on Mackenzie Toomey. So Mackenzie will pick up foul number two. Skylar Washington coming to the line. First free throw, no good. One more shot coming up for Skylar here. Hasn't scored yet in the second half. She'll get one there. It is 49-35, 2:56 to go, third quarter. Benedictine and with Skylar Washington and Anna Brzezowski, each with 7 points now to lead the Lady Ravens scoring attack. The lob across the court, over to the left side, the feed back into the middle, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Samarin. Benedictine shooting percentage is at 36%, 12 of 33. Concordia, look at how many shots they've gotten off. They're 20 of 50. Hitting 40%. Ravens shoot 33. Concordia has shot 50. That is remarkable. Now a shot in the middle is going to be off the mark, but coming in late, we're going to have a foul on Brzezowski. Allie will pick up the personal foul. It'll be her first foul of the game. And back to the free throw line we go for Concordia. It is Sadie Powell coming up here. Sadie will come to the line at 10 first-half points. This free throw, up and good. She will hit them both, has a dozen. And again, the Lady Ravens trail now 51-35. They are now down 16 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Is there enough time for the Lady Ravens to come back? Over to the left side with it for Benedictine Kennedy Nicholson. She'll pull up and go for three. New rebound. Pull down Skylar, follows, gets it. Skylar Washington for two. Skylar with nine now, it is 51-37. is a left side three on his way, not going to drop for Concordia. Pick of the shot was Mackenzie Toomey, and Benedictine coming up the floor with it. And for the first time today with that full court pressure and that reaching and intense physical defense, we're going to get a foul called in the backcourt. The whistle is going to be on Concordia, and with 2:03 to go, BC will be putting in a play from in the backcourt. And with that in play in the backcourt comes all five defenders for the Lady Bulldogs. BC has it back there. It's in the hands of Brzezowski. She's driving it up the floor. Allie has to bring it up court herself. They'll feed across. Skyler lays it up and in. Skyler Washington with a couple of more. I've got it for 11, and it's 51-39. BC back to within 12 with a minute 40 left, third quarter. We get a whistle. We get a foul up topside. Foul is going to be on Skyler Washington. So for Skyler, foul number one to go with those 11 points. And back in play, will come on the far side. Concordia with the ball over to the right. Here's a three, set sail way off the mark. And you knew that the shot was not going to go in by Rushton, because the minute she let go of it, she raced toward the bucket, looking to get her own rebound. But Benedictine is going to come up with the ball. Ravens down a dozen with a minute 20 to go in the third. Back and in. No room. The kick over to the right side of the pass to Natalie. Going to be lobbed in the middle. It's loose on the floor, and Rushton is going to slap the ball, knock it out of bounds. And it will come back to Benedictine. 10 on the shot clock. A minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens have the ball down a dozen. We are going to get Jennifer Jacobs coming back in for Brzezowski. It'll be put in play out on top. Ravens with the ball. Nicholson will take it topside. Kennedy cuts to the left, plays off the screen, now goes down the left side of the lane, dumps it back off on top, pulling it up from 14. The shot is up and way off the mark for Reigns. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Concordia. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Concordia with the basketball up 12. They're going to kind of back it away a little bit, look into the middle, get it there. Way up top side, taken by Connard. She'll go right side to Rushton. Then the feet to the right side of the free throw lane. The dish into the corner. Back out on top. 4 seconds on the shot clock. 3-point shot up. No good. Offensive rebound pulled out between two Lady Ravens. They'll bring it back out. The running shot is up, and we get a foul call. That was a smart play. Driving in. Go up with the underhand shot in the middle of the lane, knowing that you probably can't hit it, but knowing full well that with defenders all around you, you're going to draw a foul. That's precisely what occurs there. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens down a dozen. Natalie Samarin will pick up the foul. That's her second. And the first free throw by Sadie Powell is no good. Sadie Powell was 4-4 at the free throw line before that one today. Second one is on its way, and it's in. So she's 4 out of 5, 13 points. It's now 52-39. Shot clock is off. Lady Ravens in the forecourt looking at the final shot of the third quarter. Back over to the right side is going to be Reigns. Out on top, Skyler. She'll go three. Hit three, Skyler Washington! Still a lot of time. 5 seconds. Up the floor with it down the right side. Rushton. She'll dish it back. Put up the three. At the buzzer, rims out. We've come to the end of the third quarter. Going to the fourth quarter in Kentucky. National Tournament action, it is Concordia 52, Benedictine 42.
From furniture and automobile polishes in 1908 to an immense assortment of floor and hard surface cleaning tools today, Golden Star's passion for product quality and serving customers has never wavered. Their manufacturing facility has been in the Atchison area for over 60 years. And they are a proud supporter of local athletics. Golden Star. Innovations today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Welcome back to Benedictine Lady Raven Basketball here on Care Radio this afternoon. As Lady Ravens go to the fourth quarter, trailing by 10. To the Concordia University of Nebraska out of Seward. We're checking the scoring in the ballgame for you now through three quarters for Benedictine and Skylar Washington, who's forged ahead now to 14 points. 7 for Allie Brzezowski. Reigns with 6. Nicholson, 4. Runnebaum, 3. San Juan Smerin, Missy Rocca, 2. Karis Keogh-Wade, 1. For Concordia, Luby is now at 16 points. Huge game. 13 for Powell, 12 for Rushton. We go to the fourth quarter. It'll be Lady Raven basketball to begin things, and here we go. Benedictine trailing by 10. Not going to have possessions to waste. They've got to get good shots. Don't have to rush, but have got to make those good possessions count and turn them into points. Here comes BC with it on top. Brzezowski back in. Nicholson, Jacobs, Reigns, Sparin, Washington, and the Ravens in the middle. The turnaround shot's going to be missed by Brzezowski. Rebounding it back down. And up the floor with the basketball is going to come Pauly. There's Concordia on offense. 15 seconds into the fourth quarter. I would expect them to get patient. Not to put it in the four corners or anything. Here's Toomey with it, but to look for good shots. Take your time. Not rush anything. Sadie Powell puts up and hits a 3. Wow. She is now at 19 points. Sadie Powell. It is 55-42 with 9:20 to go. Ravens have the ball in the backcourt. And again, you expect Allie Brzezowski to bring the ball up the floor. And that is maybe an unreasonable expectation. She does so many things well, but as a 6'1", 4", bringing the ball up the floor is probably not her long suit. Allie will go here from a 17, in and out. Nope. Rebounding it back down, Concordia. Lady Bulldogs race down the floor. 8:45 to go in the game. Back to the right side, the dump into the corner. That was a nice job by Powell. Everybody on the planet, including me, thought she was going to go straight to the hole with that. Instead, she dumps it back out on top, and Concordia is going to burn a little more time off the clock. 8.5 to go, 12 on the shot clock. Ravens down 13, cross-court pass over to the left side. If we get a travel, we're going to get a bucket step to the sideline, and the Ravens are going to get the ball back without having seen Concordia take a shot on goal. Benedictine coming into the game today at 21-10. Concordia, the number 5 team in the GPAC, 16-13. Probably getting into the conference on legacy, but they're making the most of it here today as they lead the Lady Ravens by 13 with 8:15 to play in the game. The feed to the left side of Brzezowski. She'll back in, drop a shoulder, twist and turn and score. That's the kind of hunger that you need to see, the effort you need to have if you're going to come from behind like this. Lady Ravens now down 11, 55-44 as we're at the 8-minute mark. Into the lane, reverse layup, no. Rebound, here comes Benedictine. Samarin coming up with the board. Nicholson into the forecourt, right side. There's Skyler looking inside, standing in front of the Benedictine bench. Will lob it underneath. That's a pretty pass, and a nice assist for Washington. 2 for Samarin. Natalie is at 4 points today. Here's a 15-footer on the other end that misses. Offensive rebound. Are they going to go in to shoot? I can't believe it, and it'll miss. I thought they'd bring him back out on top. Samarin with another board. 7.5 to go in the game. Ravens now trailing at 55-46, 7:20. Can they make a comeback? Here's a whistle on the other end of the floor and a block thrown by Brzezowski. And the Ravens are going to waste a possession. Brzezowski is going to come out of the game. So Allie will exit the game. Kennedy Nicholson is going to come out also. So you got Heather Runnebaum out there and Skylar Washington. I've also got Anna San Juan out on the court, Twyla Karis Keogh out there, and Natalie Samarin. So Benedictine with one starter, and that's going to be an over-the-back by Concordia. Ravens done with two starters. You got Skylar and Natalie out there. Twyla, Anna, and Heather, the other three. 7:05 to play in the game. Benedictine putting in a play down 9. Karis Keogh looking. San Juan refuses to get away from her defender, Tasha Rushton, and It was a great job by Heather Runnabomb to come up and save her team, getting the ball in play. San Juan still battling, can't get away from her defender. Rushton eating her up right now. Feed over to the left side. Skyler goes three, in and out. Nope. Rebound underneath, pulled down by the Ravens. Back to the right side, Twyla. Tries to back in, gets bumped. The ball out on top, saved again by Runnabomb. 12 on the shot clock for Benedictine. Skyler comes to the top. It's a very long three and hits it. Skyler Washington. It is 55-49. Hold on the phone. The Ravens are back within six. With 6.5 to go. The feed to the free throw, or the rather mid-court line, and back over to the right side of the free throw line. You got to expect Concordia's going to quit slowing it down. They've got to keep their offense going like it had gone earlier in the game. Rushton will have it. Joe backing away. Shot clock down to 9. Rushton plays off the screen. Brings it back to the left side. Darts into the lane. Cuts back, falls away, dumps it on top. The shot with one is good for three again. Just a huge shot, and Kayla Luby has been fantastic. 19 points for Luby, 58-49. 5:50 to go. Benedictine, little hook pass in the middle to Samarin, and she gets fouled. They've played like that all day. A lot of reaching and pushing, plenty of contact. Benedictine is going to bring Samarin out of the game, and Kyra Misuraca will come in. Kendall Bingham will come in for Concordia. And the Ravens are going to be set to put the ball in play. Over to the right side is going to be to Runnabomb. Runnabomb will dribble it up top side, dump it over to the left to Skyler, back out on top to San Juan. Nearly travels. Thought about the shot. Now hook pass underneath. Twyla goes into the lane, puts a shot up and in. Nicely done. Twyla carries Keel's first bucket of the game. And it is 58-51. 5.5 to go. The feed over to the left block is knocked away and stolen. Kyra Misuraca with a steal. And here comes San Juan. Benedictine with the basketball, trailing it by 7. San Juan over to the left side. Skyler plays off the screen, drives right, cuts down the side of the lane, goes up with a shot, no foul called. She goes to the floor. Ravens are going to save it. 15-footer. Another 2 for Twyla. It is now 58-53. Ravens within 5. We're at 4:55 to go. Benedictine looking for the biggest comeback in team history. Up the court with it. Skyler on the steal. Kicks it left. The shot, Runnabomb won't go. Rebound tipped out. Heather saves it. Feeds in the middle, and it's going to be stolen away. No fouls called. They're letting them play still here in Kentucky. 58-53. That was a huge possession for Benedictine. Down to 4.5 minutes to go. Concordia with the basketball. They'll take it outside the right block. Backing in. Dropping a shoulder. Backing in. Hook shot up the window. No. Rebound Karis Keough. Twyla will come up with the ball, and she's getting bumped. Double team. Pushed around. Finally a foul gets called. Got a couple of things to tell you about. First of all, I need to remind you that you've got Lady Raven basketball happening right here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. And we are going to take a break. Joseph, we got a timeout on the floor taken by Concordia. They are reeling. Can the Lady Ravens battle back? We're going to find out. 4:27 to go in the game. It's Concordia 58, Benedictine 53.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Glad to have you with us on a Friday afternoon. The Benedictine Lady Ravens in a tremendous seesaw game. They started off red hot, got in front 11-0, only to see Concordia battle back and battle back and go to as much as a 16-point lead in the third quarter. And now it's the BC Lady Ravens who are making their comeback effort. They've cut it down to a 5-point Bulldog lead, and Benedictine is going to be having it to play from deep in the backcourt. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch with you here. Tell you what, this game has been thrilling And the Lady Ravens coming up the floor with the basketball. And back into the game is going to be starter Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy pulls up her dribble, in some trouble, skips it out on top. Brzezowski. Now they got Riley Wade in the game for BC. Also back in is going to be Aaliyah Raines. Raines will drive baseline, shoot and score. Aaliyah Raines for two. It's a three-point game. 58-56. 3:45 to go. Concordia. Set shot for three. Misses. Rebound Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson comes up with a basketball. Nicholson into the forecourt. The Ravens are down a single possession with 3.5 minutes left. Wade will take it on top. Starts away over to the right side. Nearly travels. Does travel. Riley Wade. The Ravens with a chance to tie the game. And she tries to stop, but doesn't stop. But I tell you what, this exciting game is being brought to you by a lot of people, including Atchison Dental Associates. They are current with the latest technology to make your visit comfortable and convenient. Give them a call, 367-0212. That's Atchison Dental Associates. Little give and go underneath. It's going to be batted over you. Shot for three, left side, air ball, rebound, Raines. Liam Raines coming up with it. Here comes Benedictine. We're inside 3 minutes to go. Lady Ravens with the basketball. They're down three. 58-55. Right side Raines. Feeds underneath. The pass is loose. And it is going to be lost. It is going to be saved. And it's out of bounds to Benedictine. That was incredible hustle by Tayshia Rustin, the G-Pack freshman of the year. And now BC is going to take Wade and Missy Rocca out. And for Benedictine, just say that's a starting five right there. 2:47 to go. You start the game with them, you start the season with them, you're going to end it here today, or this game, certainly not the season. The driving shot up, and they call it offensive foul. The officials are having a little conversation about this. That was Skyler driving in. They're going to call a blocking foul. They changed it. Skyler, for a minute, the official under the bucket had called it one way, and now they're going to cut on the block. Skyler coming to the line for two free throws. Big free throws coming up for the Benedictine senior, Skyler Washington. First one, no good. She knew it was when she let go. You can see her kind of jumping up and down at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for Skyler. She could get her team to within two. Free throw. Misses again. Rebound. Pulled down by Concordia. Concordia into the forecourt. 2.5 minutes to play. Now ease over to the left side. Driving in. We're going to get a blocking foul on Nicholson. Wow. For all of the pushing and shoving they have allowed to go on through this game, Kennedy Nicholson with almost incidental contact is called for a foul there. Shot clock will be reset to 20 with 2:24 to go. Back out on top, it's going to come to Conrad. She'll kick it over to the right side. 16-footer. Up. Nope. Rebound. Out of bounds. Raven basketball. Benedictine is getting every chance to come back in this game here in the fourth quarter, particularly in the last 4 or 5 minutes. 2:10 to play. Nicholson has the ball, defended by Rushton. There's two of the best freshmen you're going to see in the nation right there working against one another. Out on top, it'll come. Brzezowski cuts into the lane, goes in through two defenders, hits the driving layup. Ellie Brzezowski for two. It is 58-57. The feed in the lane. The shot is blocked. Ravens rebounded down as Brzezowski. Benedictine within one. 1:40 to go. Raines with it comes out on top. Kennedy Nicholson heels in the center circle. And now coach says everybody drop off. The pressure defense is off. They've gone to a 2-3 zone for the first time today. They abandoned the player defense. Skips out on top. 9 on the shot clock. 8. Ravens go right side, driving in, Raines goes baseline, kicks it in the middle, and the Ravens are going to throw it away. Concordy with the ball, leading it by one with 1:15 to go. The pass across, loose on the floor, Ravens are going to steal it. What a job by Samarin and Benedictine with another chance to come from behind here today. 1 minute to play in this first round game of the national tournament, 58-57. Concordia in front. The Ravens with the ball. Shot clock and a dozen. way out on top, Nicholson. And BC taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. A break with 49 seconds of play in this game. What a finish. Concordia 58, Benedictine 57.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Lady Raven Basketball here on CARE Radio. What a finish we've got for you. It is 58-57. Concordia by one. Benedictine has the basketball. We're in the last minute of the game. And with 2:23 to play in the third quarter, the Lady Ravens were down 16 points. It looked pretty gloomy. And they have had a magnificent fourth quarter. And coming out of the court for Benedictine, you've got Allie Brzezowski and Kennedy Nicholson. It'll be Skylar Washington putting it in play. You've got Aaliyah Raines. You've got Natalie Samarin. You've got your starting five out there for Benedictine. Out on top with it is going to be Raines. She'll go over to the left side, come back to the right to Skylar. She'll head for the baseline, dump it into the corner of the three. Brzezowski, there it is! Allie Brzezowski from deep in the corner. The Ravens are up by two. We've got a timeout taken by Concordia. 40 seconds to play in the game. Time out on the court. The Ravens are in front. Benedictine 60, Concordia 58.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Couple of things to correct. They gave Brzezowski a two. They said she had a toe on the line, so Benedictine is in front. But it is 59-58. The last time the Lady Ravens were in front was with a minute 50 to play in the opening quarter, and they were up at 14-12. Here we go. It will be put in play by Concordia. Shot clock is rolling at 25. Out on top of it is going to be Tayshia Rustin. You know who's taking the shot. It'll be Rustin, or it's going to be Luby, right? Here's a cross-court pass over to the right edge. Driving in. Falling away. Shot blocked by Samarin. Benedictine comes up with a loose basketball. The shot clock is off, and they're going to foul Raines in the backcourt. What a play by the senior from Maple Plain. She got up, rejects that shot. Benedictine is going to be putting in a play for the backcourt. They call a foul. That is going to be team foul five, I thought. Are we going to get another foul? Here, just a minute. That's only going to be team foul four. So you know Concordia is going to foul immediately here. Looking to bring it in. Who do you get it to? It comes in, and there's the foul. It came in for Benedictine to Aaliyah Raines, who was immediately fouled by Tayshia Ruskin. And now, with 21 seconds left, Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Can they make it a three-point lead? They are up by one right now with 21 seconds left and coming to the line for the Lady Ravens. Aaliyah Raines, 2 of 2 today. The senior from Jeff West. These are pretty big free throws. First one rolls around, no good. One more shot coming up. Aaliyah Raines. Takes her time. Up. In. Raines hits the second. It is 60-58 Benedictine. 19 seconds to go. Flying down the court for the first time in over a half a basketball. Concordia must score. They'll be out on top of it. Over to the right side with 10. Falling away. Thinking about the three they can't. Get it over to Rushton. On the top with 3. Rushton will drive left. Goes in. Falls down. Goes up. Missed it. Ravens rebound. Raines gets fouled. with 3 seconds to play. Aaliyah Raines is going to walk to the other end of the court, and the Benedict and Lady Ravens will come back today from down 16 points in the second half and take a thrilling win, a win that will go down in Lady Raven basketball history and maybe get a little chapter of its own in national tournament history. Down 16, and they're going to win it today. What a game. Aaliyah Raines. First one, yes. Aaliyah Raines hits that shot. One more coming up for the senior from Jeff West. She'll eye it. Her team is up 3. This one solved it. It's up 4. 62-58. And we're going to stay right here as Concordia is taking a timeout. And they've got to hope for a 3-point shot and a foul. Coach Folsom is saying, ladies, whatever you do, put your hands in the air, let them go. It's the famous Matador defense. We've all seen it over the course of the years where you just kind of stand back and let them go. Tell you what, I'm going to remind you real quickly that, man, our great friends at Hundley Liquor, you got to start off your weekend or your party or your holiday. Anything you want to do, St. Patrick's coming up, you know? Stop in at Hundley Liquor. They're hometown friendly. They're hometown helpful. That is Hundley Liquor. See what that's about, would you? We're down to the last 3 seconds. They're going to set it at 3 seconds to go. And Benedictine is going to be putting into play, leading at 62-58. The Raven crowd that is on hand today, well, it's pretty easy to see who's Benedictine fans, who's Concordia fans. You're sitting or you're standing right now. I mean, that's pretty obvious. It'll be put in play, coming out of the timeout, at the forecourt. Concordia will bring it in. Conrad brings it in, gets it to Rushton. She throws up the three and crashes into a player, hoping to hit the three and draw the foul. It goes away. Ravens win it. The Benedict and Lady Ravens, in historic comeback fashion, take a win in the first round of the national tournament. We'll be back to summarize it for you. The final score, Benedictine 62, Concordia 58.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Are you 45 or older? Then colon cancer screening is for you. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing screening colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove polyps in the colon before they develop into cancer. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back. The Benedict and Lady Ravens, a fantastic come-from-behind win this afternoon as they knock off Concordia University of Nebraska out of the GPAC. Final score today, Benedict winning it 62-58. Let's recap the scoring for the ballgame first, shall we? First of all, for Concordia, my goodness, Kayla Luby was fantastic. 19 points today. Sadie Powell, 16, and Tayshia Rushton with 12. It was Kendall Bingham, 7, 2 today apiece. Both of them having Mackenzie Toomey Abby Heemstra, each with a pair. Sober Benedict, this is when the big-time players step up and make big-time plays. Skylar Washington, 17 points, 11 of them in the second half. Allie Brzozowski, 13 points, 11 of them in this comeback second half. Aaliyah Reigns with 11 points, 7 of those in the second half. Twyla Carrasquillo had 5 today. 4 of them in the fourth quarter. Those are going to be shots that a lot of people are going to overlook and kind of miss and, you know, just not really focus on. When they happened, those two buckets were huge by Twyla. She has 5 today for Benedict. Kennedy Nicholson with 4 today. Natalie Samarin, only 4, but 11 rebounds for Natalie Samarin this afternoon. Heather Runabaugh scoring 3. Anna San 1 and Kyra. Missy Rocca each with 2 and 1 today for Riley Wade. Benedict, early in the game, having trouble turning the ball over. Ultimately, turned it over much more than Concordia. 21 turnovers for Benedict and Concordia. Only 11 turnovers today. But Benedict won the game, I believe, in the battle of the boards. 39 total rebounds for the Lady Ravens. Only 26 for Concordia today. Benedict 29 defensive rebounds, and they were able to turn those into a lot of points. Assist today, Benedictine with 15. They had a half a dozen block shots to Concordia's 1, and the Lady Ravens' depth on the bench really making a big difference as the game went on here this afternoon. Concordia is going to wrap up an outstanding season. Again, out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, they're going to be 16-15, or rather, they're going to be now 16-14. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 22 wins, and they move on. And they are going to be playing tomorrow. Going to hear that game tomorrow here on K Radio. And I need to check it, but I believe I had that pulled up a moment ago as a 4 o'clock game for BC. So we'll check that and make it very certain it is. Tomorrow, Benedictine, make that 3 o'clock tomorrow. Joseph, put a big old red circle on your calendar if you be so, if you please. It will be the Lady Ravens, and they will be playing the winner of the game coming up next, the host team, Campbellsville, Kentucky, and they are going to be playing Rochester, Michigan. Lady Ravens will be moving on to round 2 tomorrow at 3. You'll hear it all here on Care Radio. Really want to thank you for having joined us today. You heard a little bit of history, I think, because Benedict and Lady Ravens come from behind. They led 11-0 at the start, fell back down 16 with 2:23 to go in the third, and came back to win today. 62-58. Till we greet you tomorrow. For Joseph, back at the K Radio Sports Studios, our producer and engineer, Joseph. Thanks as always, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedict and Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedict and Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.